Is your marriage aligned with the input from your parents? No, in Proverbs 1, it actually says, listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. So my mind goes back to, did I ever listen to my father's instruction or even ask him for his wisdom when it came to my marriage relationship? And when the word says here, do not forsake your mother's teaching, did I sit under her teaching in terms of learning about relationship? In fact, your parents may not have been the perfect role model, but it goes back to us being in submission to our parents for us to be blessed. And that is for sons to listen to the father's instruction and for us to listen to the mother's teaching. Why? Because God gave you the parents that he wanted to give you. You're not a mistake. Your parents were your parents. But the thing is, how does that translate into your marriage today? Are you at a point where you can still take instruction from your father? Now, obviously, we understand when you are in your parents' home, we need to submit to the word of God where it says, obey your parents. And once we leave home, where the word now says, honor your parents. So are we still in a position where when it comes to our marriage matters, that you can go to your dad and just say, Dad, what would you do? Or what would you say? How would I? How would you? There's nothing wrong in seeking instruction from your father, who God has bestowed with all wisdom as your father, to have the connection to speak truthfully into your life, and likewise your mother. A mother is just wired for value, wired to raise a child in a godly way, wired to be the best person for you. And therefore, I say to you, if you're newly married, you want to go back and say, did I start off my relationship in the right step? Did I ask for my bride's hand in marriage by consulting with her father? Because that's the honorable thing to do. Or did we just elope and get married because we didn't want to basically have their blessing? Well, things don't end wrong. Things start wrong. I can just hear my words of my wife. Things don't end wrong. Things start wrong. And this is what I want to say to you. If you need to fix it, go to your parents and really just get their blessing and ask them to speak into your lives. If you're a young married couple, there's nothing better that you can do. Of course, they can't live their lives for you, but they can help you with direction. And if they were not the best role models, well, there's always role models that you can find in the Bride of Christ, somebody in the church that could be a great role model to you. But do yourself a favor. Submit yourself today to the role of parenting in your life.